Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy Z Fly, and y'all know how we do every Monday night. We keep it real hot and fresh. I have my partner, my host, Gemini, in the house. What's up, Gemini? Okay, you know what? People always make me look stupid. You know what I'm saying? I don't appreciate this stuff. Anyway, Gemini is somewhere on the line, but just to let y'all know, thank y'all for joining us. Thank you very much for joining us for another Monday night. This is Z Fly. And we have a good show for you tonight. But to kick things off, first of all, I have a few announcements, you know what I'm saying, just to get those announcements out. Let me check with Gemini one more time. Gemini, can you hear me? Because if you can hear me, we can't hear you. And that's a problem. That's a big problem, you know what I'm saying? So, Gemini, we can't hear you. Just let you know if you're trying to say something, all right? But I'm going to keep the show moving because you know how I do. But Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. But in the meantime, between time, let y'all know some announcements that's going on. You definitely want to keep in touch. Oh, not keep in touch. You definitely want to keep in contact with the Keeping It Real High and Fresh show, because we have so much that's going on at the end of this year and the beginning and middle and actually all of next year. For example, you know, we have some things coming up. We're actually going to do a launch party. You know, we're going to do a Keeping It Real High and Fresh launch party. It is going to be in the New York City area. So, you know, if you do live in New York City and surrounding areas, you can definitely join us and party with us. We'll definitely be keeping you, you know, up to date, you know, when our launch party is actually going to launch, and dates and the time and the place and all that good stuff. So, you know, and we're going to have some good stuff going on within this launch party. As you know, we do featured artists on the show, so we're going to have some of our featured artists, you know, playing at this event. You know, there'll be a whole lot of other stuff going on at this event. It's going to be really hot and fresh, you know, so it's going to be like our big bam, you know. We've been doing it for 2 years. Thanks to all of you who listen and you know, participate every week. Thank you so much. You're keeping us going. You're keeping us doing this. So definitely, you know, just, you know, keep in touch or keep looking out at our Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Now, if you're not following us or if you haven't added us to any of those social events, then what are you waiting for, okay? You need to go ahead and get up on that now, because we post things all the time, you know. The topic, we post each topic each week. We post, you know, anything that we're doing. Basically, you know, we're events that we're attending. Now, we're going to have some games coming up. You know, we're going to have a lot of contests coming up, you know, because it's the season for giving away stuff. So if you want to get some free stuff from the Keeping It Real High Fresh crew, I'm going to need y'all to add and follow us. You can find us on MySpace and Facebook by typing in Real Hot Fresh all together. Real Hot Fresh. Gemini. You know, I'm just hearing stuff. I'm sorry. Anyway, Real Hot Fresh. And basically, if you do that, we'll find you. So be sure to do that. And then on Twitter, if you want to follow us on Twitter, then you will just type in Real Hot Fresh again, and then follow us on Twitter, and you'll find us. Be sure to give us all of our updates and all of our statuses, and we'll definitely keep you informed and all that good stuff. Also, some news that's coming up is be sure to shop at Gracia. There is a new – New York City has this new fashion clothing line that's came out, and it's called Gracia Fashion. Now, Gracia Fashion is—they are actually going to be looking for. They're going to be doing a model search, very soon in the New York City and surrounding areas. So, if you do live in the New York City and surrounding areas, you are between the ages of 16 and 25, and you are a female who wants to be a model, then you might want to definitely keep in touch with the Creative Rotten and Fresh show, because we are now joined with Gracia Fashion, and we are going to be participating in this model search that's coming up. So, and yours truly, Z-Fly here, I am the one that's putting this search together, so you all know that this search has got to be fly. You know, I'm looking for the flyest female between 16 and 25 who wants to be a model and who is serious, because we are serious about this. You know, we're going to pick up to three people, a first, second, and third place winner, and then you'll be able to model for Gracia, certain things for Gracia Fashion, and you will also be able to participate in an upcoming fashion show. And not only that, you'll be able to take some items home, or a item home from Gracia Fashion. So if you want to know what type of clothing that Gracia Fashion offers, then be sure to log on to shopgracia.com, and that is shop, so in other words, shopgracia.com, shopgracia.com, and you'll see all the different fashions and trends that this company has to offer. And, you know, and if you are interested in becoming a model or trying out to be a model for Gracia, then definitely apply. Send us send me a email with a picture of yourself, your age, and our number that you can be contacted at realhotfresh@yahoo.com. okay, realhotfresh at yahoo.com, and we'll take it from there. Okay, so there's some news that we got going on. Be sure to always, you know, always just keep in touch with us. And because we have a lot of stuff going on, you know, the Keep It Hot Fresh Show, we're getting really hot and we're getting really funky. And you know what I'm saying? You don't want to mess with us. All right. So it looks like we actually have a caller. Let's see what we got here. Caller, you're keeping it raw and fresh. Can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me? You're on the line with Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. This is Z-Fly.
Oh, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, how you doing? This is Lester Green.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, cool. Keep it locked right here, okay? All right. I think there's a 702 on the line. Is there anybody?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, okay. were you just listening?
I'm just listening. I'll comment later.
Okay. All right. So, everybody, so as you know, we do have a great show for you tonight. We have a very special feature artist. It's Feature Artist Night tonight. And I love Feature Artist Night tonight because it's just new artists, you know what I'm saying, getting out there, you know, helping people out. So we do have a new artist tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break, go ahead and pay the bills first because we have a great interview. I don't want nothing to interrupt the interview. So let's go ahead and pay the bills, and then when we get back, we're going to get into our feature artist interview for tonight. And this is your host, Z-Fly, and you know I'm always keeping it real hot and freaky fresh.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.boundnotgagged.com.
That's what's up, everybody. Thank you for keeping it raw and fresh with us. And tonight we have a very special musical guest by the name of Lester Green. Now, just to tell you a little bit about Lester Green, Lester Green has achieved many accomplishments in his life, okay? He's known as a rapper, and he has released actually some albums, okay? But some of the albums that he has released are, they're actually two full-length albums. They're titled No Bush, Straight Dicks, okay, and The Green Room. But, however, whenever he's not rapping, you can definitely catch him in front of the camera acting, okay? So as you see, he has a lot going on. So we definitely want to get and talk to him about all of his achievements. So let's go ahead and welcome to the scene, Lester Green. Welcome to the show, Lester. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how are you doing?
How are you doing? This is
the host, Z-Fly. So, as you see, I just read your bio a little bit. So, as I talk, so you are a rapper, correct?
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
That's what's up. So, you know, so definitely, you know, me and the rest of the people that's listening, we definitely want to know, you know, just start from the beginning. Like, you know, you're a rapper, like, exactly how do you get, you know, into, I guess, you know, wanting to be, you know, in the musical industry, like, was it from a child, or was it, you know, teenage, or, you know, older in life?
Well, for a lot of artists and rappers, they started at a very young age, you know, 12, 13, maybe even younger than that. But with me, I started late. I was a late bloomer. But I always had the ability to put words together and to write letters and write essays. And so I kind of just fell into rapping. You know what I mean? I was just hanging out with friends who did a lot of rapping. And so, you know, they would read some of my essays and they would say, hey, this sounds really good. why don't you try to put this into a rap and, you know, structure it? You know, it's pretty much the same thing. You know, writing an essay is pretty much the same as writing a rhyme. So, you know, they showed me and they coached me how to put together a rhyme. And so that's how it all started. But I always had the gift to write and put words together. So it only made sense.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, so
yeah.
Okay, so good. So you definitely. So what it sounds like is you write your own music.
I'm sorry.
I said you write your own music, your own lyrics.
Oh yeah, I write all my own lyrics, and because I was always good with words, so I never had a problem putting words together, and you know how some people they have a problem with writer's block. I'm not saying I never experienced that, but for the most part, the words just come out. And it's just natural.
Cool. So in other words, so this is like very interesting to me. Like, you know, when are people just, you know, lyrics can just come to them and they can just put it on paper and then they can just actually make a song. So basically, you said that it's kind of natural to you that, you know, the lyrics come to you. But are there ever times where you ever get maybe a writer's block or, you know, or it is just kind of like a natural. Yeah, so basically it is naturally, you know, naturally flowing for you.
Yeah, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're all human. Sometimes you might not feel as inspired, and because of that, you find yourself struggling to put words together or to write something. So usually when I feel like that, I'll step back from the piece of work, and I might just do something else. I might leave it there for a week, 2 weeks, a month or so, and then I'll come back to it. And usually when I come back to it, I feel more inspired, and I'm able to pick up right where I left off. So that's usually how I handle writer's block. So, you know, like I said before, we all experience that. I don't care how great you are or, you know, we all experience it. It's just
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So along with writing your own music, do you play instruments?
No, I don't play instruments, but I'm trying to get into that. My friend Sosa, he's a gay Jewish rapper. He's an unbelievable musician. He plays the violin. He plays all different instruments. So I'm trying to pick up that skill slowly but surely. We'll see what happens.
That's what's up. So far, as I see that you have completed 2 full-length albums. Now, did you have, like, who actually, did you work with anybody on these albums?
Yeah, definitely. With the No Bush Straight Dicks album, I had Big Nug and Aaron Carl, rest in peace. They mixed and mastered the entire album. And then on that album, and also on that album, I have a couple of featured acts. But for the most part, it's just me. It's just all my work. And then on the other album, The Green Room, once again, that's, I don't think I have anybody featuring on that either. Yeah, but see, the new product that I'm working on right now is called The Greenhouse Effect, and with that, I'm going to have a lot of featured acts. I have Jennifer Kuo, a woman named Leslie Goshko, Sose. I got, I'm going to get Cat Eyes on the album. I got Big Nug, Tori Fix, Scott Free, Chad Shank. I mean, the list goes on, and these people are very talented artists. So this album, this new album, The Greenhouse Effect, is going to have everybody on it. You know, because with the first two albums, I just kind of wanted to do it on my own. I wanted to see how good I could do or how good the album would come out if I just did it on my own. So now that I realize what I could do on my own, I'm going to branch out and work with other artists and put together a compilation CD. So we'll see what happens.
That is really good. So you know what? So you are a rapper. You rap. So what kind of sound do you have? Because, you know, like, when people think of rappers, you know, they kind of think, you know, just one type of flow. What type of flow do you have with your rapping style?
Well, usually when I tell people I rap, some people just automatically assume it's gangster rap, hardcore.
Yeah.
Gangster rap. But that's not my style at all. I'm more of a pop rapper, if that even exists. And my songs are very playful and comical. But there's a certain seriousness to them, too. But I usually just make music that's easy to listen to and just enjoyable. So that would separate me from the gangster rappers who rap about shooting people. And, you know, that's not really my style, so.
Exactly. So, yeah. So in other words, you would say you rap maybe about more positive things or more everyday type things that people can relate to, because you know everybody can relate to gangsta rap, you know.
Yeah. Nah, definitely. I wouldn't say I'm a conscious rapper though, but I definitely just write.
This one, okay. I think we have a caller. Let me see if we have a caller. 919 area code, are you on the line?
Oh my God. Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Oh no, you're fine. No, I was trying to say we had a caller in the 919 area code.
Yeah, because I'm at work, so you have to
Yeah. Are you on the line, 919?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, were you just listening, or do you have a question or comment?
No. I actually have a question and comment. As a person who doesn't traditionally listen to rap anymore, it's horrible, but there are some good rappers out there. What makes them different? You know, I mean, I don't like gangster rap. I don't like hearing about killing people, murdering people, bitches and hoes and all that crap. I like good music. And I'd like to know what makes him different. And I'd also like to know what are his influences, and does he have any influences outside of rap? I mean, growing up as a kid, were there other influences that make your music what it is?
Oh, okay. Those are good questions right there. Well, first of all, I'm not. What separates me from other rappers is that I'm actually out of the closet. I'm a gay rapper. A lot of these rappers are still in the closet. I really believe that there are a lot of gay rappers in the music industry. And for the most part, most of them are closeted. So I think what separates me from them is that I'm out and open and proud of who I am. And like I said before, with my music, there's no profanity. It's very clean. Kids can listen to it. I have a song that I just did that Sose produced. It's called Beer Belly. And I'm just talking about beer belly guys and how they should celebrate who they are and what they represent. And then I also have another track called Back to School. That's for the kids. You know, and it just talks about how kids are so excited about going back to school for the first day. And so, like I said before, my music is just very low-key, if I can say. And with the other question, some of my influences – outside of rap, I'd have to say I listen to a lot of Garth Brooks. I love country music. You know, Brad Paisley, Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney. I even listen to oldies. I grew up on oldies. My parents used to listen to a lot of oldies. You know, Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass, Four Tops, Temptations. So that in itself just separates me from the core of rappers. And that's usually how I draw my inspiration.
Cool. We actually have another caller in the 909 area code. Let's get this. Can you hear us? We're keeping it real hot and fresh. Are you on the line?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, 909 area code. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, this is Prince Cat Eyes. I'm an openly gay rapper that's worked with Lester Green several occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up, Cat? What's up, Cat Eyes?
Hey, Lester, how you doing, baby? I actually do have a question. I am really looking forward to your upcoming album, The Greenhouse Effect, and I really want to know what are we going to get from your sophomore project to show your growth since your first album, No Bush, Straight Dicks, which is still out and I still bump it. So I want to know what are we going to get out of this album that we didn't get last time around, and how do you feel that you have grown and evolved since then?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Well, Cat Eyes, I remember reading on your Facebook that you said that your album that you're working on right now is something that you wanted to release as your first album. I don't know if you remember that, but you said that you wish that this album right now would have been your first album. And what that tells me is that, you know that you've grown as an artist. And but unfortunately, you know, you have to live and learn. So with that, you know, with growing pains, you improve and make yourself better. So I'd have to say that with this new project, I've grown a great deal because I've learned to work with different artists. You know, like I said before, with the first two albums, it was just all about me and what I wanted. But I realized that when you collaborate with other artists, you have to compromise and you have to be flexible and versatile so that your style can work with everybody else's style. So I'm starting to learn that it's not always about me. You know, like, you might work with this artist and this artist says, well, you know, let's do something like this. It might not be what you want to do, but you have to compromise in order to make the project successful. So I'm learning to trust the other artists. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. And honestly, that's a very, very mature answer. And I really respect that.
Yeah, definitely. And I got to get your album. I know you're working on your new album.
I'm working. Well, <it's> surely.
It's coming.
Cap Scratch Fever coming soon. But right now it's all about my boy Les the Green. And I'll talk to you later on, Boo Boo, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so actually now, so Les the Green, so you kind of set the tone and you kind of boosted us up for some of your music. So actually now let's go into one of your songs. This song is called Regular Person. And what album is this from?
Oh, this is on my No Bush Straight Dicks album. And we're shooting a music video for that right now. That's going to be out pretty soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're playing that song.
That's what's up. So he's shooting a video for this song right now. So we're going to see what it's all about. This is Regular Person by Les the Green. By Les the Green. So Les, you definitely know. Give us so what inspired you, you know, to write this song? I mean, what was the meaning behind this song?
Oh, well, that song came about rather easily. The song deals with is just being an everyday regular person. Even though I'm a gay man, I still see myself as a regular everyday person, and I want other people to see me as such. You know, a lot of people look at gay people as freaks and outcast, but I just wanted to show people that, no, I'm just like you. You know, I might not like Angelina Jolie, like I said in the song. I might not like Angelina Jolie. I might like Simon Cowell instead, but, you know, I'm still a human being at the end of the day, and so I should be respected as a regular person. So that was just an easy song to write because it's just so real. It's just about being who you are and being proud of it.
Exactly. You know, so you are, you know, an openly gay rapper, and we actually had a Facebook question. You know, and the Facebook question was, you know, do you feel that a rapper who is openly gay in the music industry could have much success as a straight rapper? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we're living in different times right now, so I think anything is possible because, you know, you look at Nicki Minaj. I'm not exactly sure if she is or she isn't, but I hear that she's bisexual, and then I heard Asher Roth came out of the closet. But, you know, I just think we're living in different times and things are evolving and people are becoming more acceptable of that kind of lifestyle, if you will.
Yeah.
So I'm optimistic about the future. And like I said before, I'm an openly gay rapper, but that's not all that I do. I'm also acting. I've been in a couple of movies. I got a couple of movies coming out. So if that doesn't spell success, then I don't know what does. It's not just about the music. It's about the overall picture. So I think as an artist or an actor, you can be successful no matter if you're gay, straight, bisexual, transgender. Shout out to Foxy Zell. Do you know what I mean? So it doesn't matter. I just think we're living in different times. So anything is possible. The sky's the limit.
Exactly. You know, just to play devil's advocate a little bit, you know, most of the time, most people, whenever they think of, I guess, hip-hop and rap, you know, they think of, like, this hardcore, you know, type image. And then whenever you look at the videos, you know, you see all this bling and women everywhere and cars and houses and, you know, supposedly masculinity. And then, you know, just like you said, you're a regular person. You're your person. You know, just because you're gay, that doesn't make you who you are. You know what I'm saying? But that's the way society is. You know, whenever they think of a rapper and then this rapper is gay, do you think that, you know, just that alone will make, will make people just be like, you know what I'm saying, not take you seriously? Like, do you think that or?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think being a rapper in itself gets a negative attitude. People just think, oh, rapper, he must be young and ignorant, or he doesn't have any manners. And then to throw on the gay tag, it makes it even worse. So it's almost like you have two strikes against you already. So you just have to go against those stereotypes. You have to prove them wrong, show them that you're not like everybody else, you know, and just be who you are. Yeah.
I think our caller is still with us. Caller, do you have any comments or questions?
Yeah, no, I have a question, and I think it actually goes to this point. Would you first consider yourself a rapper who happens to be a gay man, or do you first consider yourself a gay man who happens to be a rapper?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think I'm just a gay man who happens to be a rapper. I just don't really feel as if I just don't think that I really don't think my sexuality should dictate my abilities to be a rapper or an actor. I just think it's just about the music and the sound and your talents. It shouldn't even be about, oh, he's a gay man, or, you know, just look at it for what it is. You know, stop putting these tags and these labels on people and just accept the product for what it is, especially if it's good. I kind of understand if the product isn't good and it's lame, and, you know, then I can say, okay, well, they have a reason to not be enthusiastic about it. But if the product is good, it shouldn't matter what the person looks like or who the person sleeps with, or, you know what I mean? We're in 2010 now. It's getting old, really. I think that's just very childish. and very juvenile thinking.
Exactly. And another thing, too, is, like, I think, too, that, like,
yeah.
a lot of people, it's just that, you know, they, you know, like, they've been taught, you know, some people have been taught or either told or just they see that, you know, like, you know, gay or homosexuality is something different and it's something bad. So, you know, so
yeah.
they just try to, you know, stay away from it. And, like, a lot, you know, like, a lot of people, especially young people, and then again, even adults, you know,
sure.
they don't really know why. You know, they're so negative against it. It's just because that's, you know, that's what they've been told. And then some people, you know, they go by, you know, what, you know, the Bible. And people just have different reasons or why they're against it. But however, what I'm trying to get to is, like, I noticed that people follow, you know, movie stars and artists and stuff. So like, for example, I believe that, like, you know, like, if people, like, somebody like a Jay-Z or a Diddy or a Kanye West, you know
Kanye
what I'm saying?
West.
I feel
yeah.
like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like if like those artists like that, you know, who are you know who are supposed to be
rich, yeah,
you know, I feel like that like, if they started collaborating and then working with gay artists, then other people would be like, okay, wait a minute, you know, Jay-Z, you know, he's
point.
Working, yeah, you know, he's working with this guy who is you know, gay or whatever, and then Jay-Z, you know, he's cool with it. So hey, must be a cool thing because you know because I tell you right now, like if Jay-Z started wearing like I don't know pink glasses tomorrow, you would see somebody. You know what I'm saying? You will see somebody copying
that
same style.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, monkey see, monkey
exactly.
do. Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Can I
yeah.
say this? Is that
sure?
Is that they are working with gay artists every single day. That's the
good
whole point.
Point.
Is that
good point.
Known gay artists. Not people that's like, you know what I'm saying, in the closet or not telling the business. No, I mean like known gay artists who are openly gay.
Well,
I mean, because like, of course, we're all working and being around gay people or who are all kinds of people every day. But I'm talking people who are open about
out.
It. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Now, that's a great point because...
Yeah.
These celebrities have a great influence
yeah.
over society and especially children. So that's a good point. I think if some of these established artists reached out to some of these out gay rappers, I think it would change the scope of things and it would change the perspective of the way people think. But that's yet to be seen, so we'll see what happens. You never know. Anything is possible, like I said before.
Exactly.
Do you feel
exactly.
like
so
you have to carry the torch for I mean, you're like the first, in, not what well, I don't know if the first, but apparently you're out there. So, I mean, do you feel like, you know, the burden is on you now since you're like openly gay and you're a rapper and you have achieved some success? Does that put any pressure on you to you know, get out there and fly the flag?
You know what? I don't know if it puts pressure on me because I put a lot of pressure
or
on myself.
Is there any sense of responsibility? I don't mean pressure, but do you have that feeling of sense of responsibility that
you know what?
I'm the
That's
only
a great
one
question.
I need to pave
the way. I know what you're saying. No, you know why I don't feel that sense of responsibility just yet? Is because I haven't reached my peak yet. I feel like once I reach a certain level of greatness, and I mean greatness, then I can say to myself, people can then, you know, I will put myself in that role where people might look up to me or revere me as this or that. You know what I mean? But until I reach a certain level of success, I haven't done anything.
Well, not as great. They're made that way. They grow into greatness.
That's true. No, but some of them, not all of them, not all of them. Some of them, they've had it since they were young. You know, it was passed on or it was inherited. But I know what you're saying, though. That's a good point.
But there are no gay, openly gay rap artists who have inherited the mantle from somebody else. So what I'm saying is
true.
That you are sort of like the...
I know what you're saying. But there are a lot of other gay artists who have been huge, like Deadly and Tory Fix. They've been on the Tyra Banks Show. They've been on CNN, Johnny Dangerous. They got a lot of gay artists that people might not be aware of. But these gay artists have reached... some level of success in the mainstream world. Do you know what I mean? If you Google, like I said, if you Google Deadly, you Google Tory Fix, Johnny Dangerous, there's Coswell. I don't know if you ever heard of Coswell, but he's huge on Logo. If you turn on the Logo channel, you'll see Cosmo all over it. I mean, he's been on the RuPaul show. So it's not like these artists or gay artists haven't reached any level of success. That's why I don't feel as if I'm a pioneer of some sort. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm following in their footsteps trying to reach their status. You know what I mean? And even before those guys, you had Deep Dick Collective. I don't know if you ever heard of those artists. But, like, there are a lot of artists that, a lot of gay artists that people just don't know about who have reached a certain level of success. There's even a documentary out called Pick Up the Mic, and it features a bunch of gay artists who were, you know, followed around, and it was aired on television. Like, so that's why I don't really feel, I just don't feel that pressure, because I feel like those guys who came before me took that pressure off of me. So now I'm just trying to follow suit and be just as good as them.
Well, I hadn't very much heard about you before, I'll be honest. I had seen a couple of things online, but after having listened to your interview, I think it's great. I don't know if you've ever heard of Sylvester or not.
Sylvester?
But, you know, there was gay artists way before that. He was one of my best friends, but we're going way, way, way back. I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great. And from what I've heard, you know, and I've been Googling your music and kind of listening to it in the other ear while I'm talking. But it's cool. It really is. I mean, you know, I can dance to it. It's cool. It's got a positive message.
Yeah,
and,
I appreciate that.
I think it's great. I wish you all the luck in the world.
I appreciate that.
So
thank you.
Let's actually go into another song of his. Now, I'm going to let y'all know now. I think my switchboard is acting crazy, so I'm going to see what song plays. but this is the song called I Get Excited. What album is this from?
Oh, that one's not even on an album. That is just a mixtape song. It's just one of those tracks that I released just because it's not on anything. It stands on its own.
Cool. I'm going to see if it's going to play, but if it doesn't play, then we're going to talk about it, okay? So let me see.
Okay,
no problem.
That's cool. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Okay, here it goes. Yeah. I think I got it, yeah. Check it. Yo, I get excited, write it, I get all the writers, but I'm the nicest, tightest, why even try to hide it? I'm in the finest whips, I mean I like the whitest dicks, and that ain't a knock, I'm the cock of the black man, but I cock block, my cock is on, I'm on the chopping block, for rock, I'm hot, rock on, white cop in the uniform, so I get my rock, oh, I got a sex tape, should I press play, see on the escapade, money cash paid, my campaign, I'm Sarah Palin, paving the way, moving on to bigger and better things, I'm so amazed, unfazed, I'm Hannibal Lecter, back in the days,
silence of the land,
I get excited, tell them why you get excited, Lex, I get excited, cause I graduated at the highest, I get excited, cause I'm never on my minus, I'm in the line, yeah, cause I shine, yeah. I get excited, why?
Corner of torment at the hand.
poor, man. You're boring. I get excited when I rewrite it. I get excited. Tell them why you get excited, Lex. I get excited because I graduated at the highest. I get excited because I'm never mama minus. I'm in the limelight because I shine.
Alright, this is Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. This is your host, D Spy, and we are having a very special interview with Lester Green tonight. And if you do want to call in and if you have any comments or questions for Lester Green, he'll be more than happy to answer them. Just call in at 646-200-3136. And also, if you have any comments, our Facebook and the SSBN chat room is open. So leave those comments there, and I will read the questions or comments to him, and he'll answer them. And so we just got to listen to I Get Excited by Lester Green. I like that song. And, you know, I like it because it adds a different flow. You know what I'm saying? It adds a different beat. You know, it adds a different feel. I was actually jamming to it.
It's a little different. Got to show people you can switch it up a little.
Got it right. So, you know, so now we're going to talk about you are actually a jack of all trades because basically like what you said a little bit earlier is that you have, you know, you doing a little acting here and there. You doing a little modeling. You got a lot of things going on. So tell us a little bit about the Lester Green outside of rapping.
Okay, well, first of all, this interview almost didn't happen because I'm at work right now and it's so hard trying to, because I work for MCA, I drive a bus, so it's so hard to do that and act and do the music thing. So the interview almost didn't happen because, you know, I'm at work. I'm supposed to be working right now. But good thing my boss let me, my boss is doing me a favor by letting me do this interview. So I'm really excited about that. But that just goes to prove my point that it's really hard to balance your regular 9-to-5 job with everything else that you're trying to do. But I'm trying to make it work. You know, like I said, I'm in two movies already. One's called Seymour, and I have lines. These aren't movies where you just see me in the background and I'm just posted up. No, I have lines. So one movie's called Seymour. That's supposed to be coming out next year. There's another movie that I'm in. It's called Mert Ramirez Wants to Kick My Butt. That's a comedy. I got lines in that, too. And then there's another film called Blue Gold, and it's about Gap Jeans. I got a cameo in that. And then these two new projects that we're working on, one is called Night One, and the other is called Stead Dad. I'm going to be playing a nude man, so it's pretty intense. I'm taking it all off because I heard Kanye West posted some naked pictures. I don't know if it's true, but
Who knows?
It's just interesting. Yeah, I know with Kanye West. Who knows? But I love Kanye West. He's outrageous, but I love him because he keeps people talking about him. I love that. It's great. But I got projects on the table, you know, I'm trying to make things happen. So we'll see what happens. Then I was in two documentaries. One was two gay documentaries about my music and everything. So, yeah, I'm just trying to make things happen and stay positive. And I hope things work out for me.
Exactly. I do as well. But, you know, it sounds like you're very busy. So being so busy, I mean, do you have time for a relationship? Are you in a relationship?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people, you know, it's funny. A lot of people tend to think that I'm not in a relationship because I'm very flirtatious and I'm very expressive. But I am in an 8-year relationship with somebody, and he's a lot older than me. He's 63 this year. And and he's Caucasian. I like white guys. So that's another thing that separates me from everybody else. Like, a lot of people, when you see me, you wouldn't even think that I would date a 63-year-old Caucasian man. So, and it's not because I'm not doing it because it's different. I'm doing it because that's just my cup of tea. So, I'm in a relationship. And like I said, balancing that and everything else is just almost impossible.
Wow.
But I'm making it work. Yeah, I'm making it work.
Wow, that is interesting. So a relationship, acting, model. Well, you're busy.
I'm busy.
I'm so glad this interview happened too. So, me too. I guess some other questions is I'm pretty sure you've been hearing like a lot of, you know, stories about you know, like suicidal deaths homosexuals. Yeah. So how do you feel about that?
Oh, wow. You know what? I just did a show at the LGBT Center. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Everybody knows about that in New York, the LGBT Center, Lesbian and Gay Center. And they invited me to perform there, and it was like a tribute to Joseph Jefferson and all the fallen soldiers who recently passed away. And it was very powerful because a lot of the performances were very emotional. People were crying. It was just, it was heartfelt. You know, like every now and then I try to do a show like that where it's somewhat political and somewhat conscious, just because it makes you a better artist. I usually don't write a lot of political songs, but they invited me, so I made it my duty to write a song that was political, that talked to that particular audience. So, you know, as far as those deaths are concerned, it's a tragedy. And initially, I didn't understand why these kids were doing it, because most of them are kids. I just don't understand how somebody could take his life. But, you know, I guess, you know, you never know what somebody's going through. So I just, you know, I couldn't do it personally. And that's not to say that these people are, you know, weren't going through anything, or, but it's just something that I couldn't do. I don't know about you. I don't have the balls to do that. But that goes to say, life is very tough. Life is very tough. And sometimes, you know, that's the only way, you know.
Exactly. So, do you feel like being homosexual is like a hindrance to some people, or how do you feel about it?
Being what, homosexual?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see it. I don't see it as a hindrance, because I'm living proof that you can make it work, that you can be successful being who you are, a homosexual man. So, I definitely don't see it as a hindrance. Everything is what you make of it. You know what I mean? Whether you're gay, straight, mm-hmm. bisexual, it's what you make of it. It's whatever you put out is what you will reap. So if you put out great vibes and you put a lot of work into it, you're going to see great results no matter what. So like I said, the tags and the labels don't mean anything. It's what you put into it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So getting back on music a little bit, who are some people, like, in the mainstream of things that you would love to work with, or if any?
Oh, definitely.
Just a few names.
A couple names. Kanye West, definitely. Ludacris, love Ludacris. 50 Cent, Eminem. You know, the greats, the heavyweights, the Jay-Z's. Yeah.
Cool. And then also, what is some advice, you know, because there are so many children, teenagers, youth that, you know, that are trying to get into the music industry. What advice would you have for, you know, those musical artists and rappers that are trying to get into the music industry, but, you know, maybe having a tough time, or they just don't know how to get it started, or they, you know, what advice would you give to them?
Well, I would say this. First of all, it's not easy. Nothing's easy. Nothing comes easily. But I think that what you have to keep in mind is that you just have to keep pushing. You can't give up. You can't say to yourself, I know some days you wake up and you're like, oh, why am I still doing this? Nobody's paying attention. I'm not getting any roles, any movie roles. I'm not getting any interviews. Nobody. But I always say that somebody's always listening. Somebody's always watching you. So always put forth your best foot. You know what I mean? And you just never know what might happen. It's always about, I always try to put forth my best foot no matter what. I don't care if I'm performing in front of one person. I'm going to make sure that one person goes away with something. I'm going to make sure that one person enjoys my show, because you never know, that one person might be the one who might open doors for you. So just never give up and put forth your best foot.
Exactly. Those are good, you know, good words to follow. But believe it or not, we're actually 5 minutes down to the show. I don't know where the hour went, but
I know.
We're definitely not going nowhere without you, you know, promoting yourself. How can people find you? What is your latest, you know, what's upcoming events that's coming up? What's going on with you?
Okay, they can catch me at, they can just go to MySpace, www.myspace.com/LesterGreen. They can go to iTunes, get the No Bush Straight Dicks album or the Green Room album. I'm also on Twitter. My Twitter name is I Like White Men. So that's pretty easy to remember. And I'm on Facebook, too. Just type in Lester Green. You'll see. You'll find me. And like I said, I got the Greenhouse Effect coming out. I also got LGTFX coming out, which is a collaborative effort with Tory Fix. And that's going to be a great album because Tory Fix is a phenomenal artist. You guys should definitely have him on the show. But, yeah, LGTFX is coming out. So when that comes out, it's going to be incredible. I just know it's going to be incredible. So just look out for those two projects, the Greenhouse Effect and LGTFX.
That's what's up. So what we're going to do is, Russ, you're going to end the show on one of your hits. And the title of it is actually, I love the title of it because it's called As the World Turns. I used to love that show.
Oh, As the World Turns.
Yeah, so
I love
whenever
that song.
I saw that, yeah, when I saw that title, I was like, oh, you know, I loved it because I loved the show. And then, of course, I had to listen to the song, and I fell in love with the song. So, yeah. So, real quick, tell us what inspired you to write As the World Turns.
That's a political song. As the World Turns, that just talks about violence in the streets, and it talks about police activity and just anything that occurs on the street. It's just about the streets and how, you know, the world just keeps turning. No matter what happens, the world keeps turning. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't stop. So it's just about evolution.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right, well, that's how we're going to end the show with As It Will Turn. Everybody, you have just listened and tuned in to Lester Green, rapper. Be sure to catch him on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. I hope you heard it. If you didn't hear it, be sure to rewind the show back and get those social events so you can keep up with him. And definitely keep up with him anyway, because he's a jack of all trades. You know, you'll be seeing him soon in a lot of TV shows and modeling, and who knows, he's doing it big. So we're going to end on As It Will Turn. You're welcome. And also, be sure to keep up with our Facebook Real Hot and Fresh, because we're going to have a lot of events coming up. And remember to log on to www.shopgracia.com to figure out how you can be in the model search if you are a female between 16 and 25. So this is As the World Turns by Lester Green, and you're keeping it real hot and fresh. This is your boy Z out. We is out. And I hope it's good.
The world turns, I turn another page. Check it. 1, 2, 1, 2. My mic on? 1, 2, 1, 2. Yo. Fans with family handing me hand-me-downs. Hear me out. Loud, don't get loud with me.
What?
It's about my image and where I got my ambitions. Plus my deliverance, for instance. The vision's to make hits, to make it's a mistake. If you think I was great the very day I was born, I swore to my mom I would never sway or say or stay out late on a blind date. Wait, oops, I took you from a loop with no hula hoop. Who are you trying to be? I'm the MC, and I'll be there. And I'll be there. Back to my opening act, and now I happen to rap about the things that let me think way back. In fact, it was in Manhattan. I was happy to be laughing. Walking down the block, the cops watching squat cars, the hot bras showing their titties off. It was a sunny day for a picnic lately. Ramp pushing the baby.
As the world turns, you turn another page. Pray for the day that we see a new change. So I live my life hoping to get it right. And when I sleep at night, everything's all right.
I'm walking down the block, I heard somebody was shot. I was shot, the cops didn't respond at all. All in all, I mean all the cause, the problem is not solved. We start to pause and think without our balls. Cause and effect, we are all innocent. In a sense, the fence don't make any sense at all. Another black man called without a call. Come on, dog. I called the law. We all involved above all. Hit the balls. Another story unsolved. The world's evolving, so I move on. Another man dead and gone. But he lives on through my music. I maneuver through the super. I'm supercomputer. I'm with the ruler. That very day stays in my head. Raising the red days. I'm one of the fans. I feel abandoned. Yeah. Born and raised. Pray for a change. I'm out. I'm out. No longer living like a slave in chains.
Life don't stop, it's not like the whole block is a job, it's a process. Mere lies, come on, merely objects, watching, knocking, hoping the cops don't come knocking. Golly, as the world turns, we turn another page, pray to the day that we see a new change. So I live my life hoping to get it right, but when I sleep at night, everything's alright. As the world turns, we turn another page, pray to the day that we see a new change. So I live my life hoping to get it right,